listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about God's perfect servant. And I'm going to read you from Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 4, where we read this. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth. He will not fail nor be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands shall wait for his law. Through the prophet Isaiah, the Lord God called out, "Behold my servant." In this, the Lord called out to all people, to the people of Israel and to the coastlands. And he told them to study, to set their focus upon his servant. The context makes it clear that this is the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Additionally, Matthew quoted Isaiah 42 verses 1 through 5 and plainly said that this was a prophecy fulfilled in Jesus. That's in Matthew chapter 12 verses 16 through 21. So in this, the Lord commanded all the peoples to put their focus on Jesus. Jesus is the perfect servant. Indeed, he is a servant to his people. He serves us, not only in what he did in the past, but also he serves us every day through his constant love, care, guidance, and intercession. Jesus did not stop serving when he went to heaven. He serves all his people all the more effectively than ever from heaven. Not only is Jesus a servant, but he's also, as God said, my elect one in whom my soul delights. Jesus is the ultimate elect one. Our election is really a matter of being chosen in Jesus. As Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. You see, when it says, in whom my soul delights, it shows us that for the Lord, election is not a cold, calculating, technical thing. It is connected deeply with his love and approval. When God chooses someone, his soul delights in them. If you are chosen in Jesus before the foundation of the world, then God says, my soul delights in you. In this text, the words, I have put my spirit upon him, reminds us that Jesus was filled with the Spirit and did ministry in the power and flow of the Holy Spirit. The words, he will bring forth justice to the Gentiles, tells us that the ministry of the servant, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, would not be restricted to the Jewish people. He would also have a ministry to the Gentiles, bringing justice and righteousness to them. God says of Jesus the servant, he will not cry out nor raise his voice. Now, this doesn't mean that Jesus never spoke loudly. It refers to his gentle, lowly heart and actions. Jesus didn't make his way by bluster and loud, overwhelming talk, but by the Spirit of God upon him. Moreover, we read, a bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench. This is another reference to the gentle character of Jesus. A reed is a fairly fragile plant. Yet if a reed is bruised, the servant will handle it so gently that he will not break it. And flax, used for tinder to start a fire, does not flame but only smokes. If it does that, he won't quench it into extinguishing it. No, the servant will gently blow on the smoking flax, fanning it into flame again. Often we feel that God deals roughly with our weaknesses and failures. Just the opposite is true. He deals with them gently, tenderly, helping them along until the bruised reed is strong and the smoking flax is in full flame. Jesus sees the value in a bruised reed even when no one else can. He can make beautiful music come from a bruised reed as he puts his strength in it. The description of Jesus continues. It says there that he'll bring forth justice for truth. He will not fail nor be discouraged. Friends, isn't it wonderful that Jesus never gets discouraged? When we think that the job he has to do and the obstacles he has to overcome with the people that he has to work with, it's amazing that he never becomes discouraged. It's because he has all power and authority, and he will complete his work, as it says in these verses in Isaiah, till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands shall wait for his law. The work of the servant will gloriously extend to the whole earth, and all the peoples, even those in the distant coastlands, shall serve him. The success of Jesus is a certainty. He can never fail a work that he begins. Remember, the good work that he's begun in you will be completed. You can trust in that. And you can look to your glorious servant, Jesus Christ, today and rejoice in him.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.